You're listening to SBS News.
What was supposed to be a joy-filled day at a music festival in Western Sydney ended in tragedy on the weekend when Sydney 23-year-old Joseph Pham and an unidentified 21-year-old woman from Melbourne died. Their deaths at DEF CON 1 festival have reignited debate about testing pills at music festivals, allowing people to find out what exactly is in their drugs. In April, Groove and the Moo Festival in the ACT became the first in Australia to run such a program. Now medical professionals, such as the Australian Medical Association President Tony Bartone, says more trials are needed.
And we need to be clear that we have a proper coordinated clinical trials to see and look at the evidence to see if pill testing does have a role to play. So innovative approach under controlled circumstances and look at the evidence and look at the outcomes and then make an informed decision.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has categorically ruled out allowing pill testing, though. She says the practice would give people the go-ahead for illicit drug use. Instead, she's promised to close down the festival in the future. But drug reform campaigner Kieran Palmer from the Ted Noffs Foundation says the current approach isn't working.
Who's basically come out and said that she's not interested in hearing about the facts and the evidence behind this issue and is quite happy to continue an approach that has failed young people for decades.
Federal Greens leader Richard Di Natale has also called for change.
We know there is very clear evidence from overseas and now from here in Australia that shows that if pill testing is available, it can save people's lives.
But Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says he's not convinced either.
Well, there are lots of people around that can say, you know, if we just allow the consumption that everything will be all right. Well, as has been demonstrated on the weekend, that's not the case.
For Melbourne mother Adriana Boychanti, the arguments for and against pill testing are nothing new. She lost her son Daniel, who died after taking drugs at a festival in 2012. She says she's convinced pill testing could have saved his life.
It doesn't increase drug use. What it actually does is protect people from knowing what's in their drugs.
She says she hopes no more families will have to go through what she did. Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.